himself and was sending me to find out about AA. But it quickly became obvious that he had this childish notion instead. If he could get me to go to enough meetings while in the hospital, I would continue to go after he let me out. So for no better reason than to fool him, I asked Frank to take me to a meeting every night. And Frank did set me up for a meeting every night except Friday, when he thought he might have a date with his girlfriend. That's a devil of a way to run an organization, I thought. And I reported Frank to the psychiatrist, who didn't seem perturbed. He just got someone else to take me on Fridays. Eventually, the psychiatrist discharged me from the hospital, and Max and I began going to meetings ourselves. Right from the start, I felt that they weren't doing anything for me, but they sure were helping Max. We sat in the back and talked only to each other. It was precisely a year before I spoke at an AA meeting. Although we enjoyed the laughter in the early days, I heard a lot of things that I thought were stupid. I interpreted sober as meaning drinking but not being drunk. When a big, healthy-looking young fellow stood up there and said, "I'm a success today if I don't drink today," I thought, man, I've got 1,000 things to do today before I can brag about not taking a drink, for God's sake. Of course, I was still drinking at the time. Today, there's absolutely nothing in the world more important to me than my keeping this alcoholic sober. Not taking a drink is by far the most important thing I do each day. It seemed that all they talked about at meetings was drinking, drinking, drinking. It made me thirsty.